What up, what up, what up? It's Thoughts, baby. Ah, I see you still sitting on daddy's lap. You was telling them what them scholars told you about his book, huh? They was talking about Leviticus and Exodus and Caesar Bourgeois and Constantine and the political gain it was used for and how Jay didn't exist and the multiple times the story of Christ came out before him. I mean, you can tell who just watched Zeitgeist for the first time, right? But they don't really talk about Ephesians. They don't really talk about Timothy or Psalms or Proverbs or Ecclesiastes. This, but they will validate their beliefs on America or supernatural things through the book of Revelations. I mean, these same folks will criticize the idea of a great flood coming here to wipe away the sins of the people, but they'll believe in global warming and how it's going to melt the ice caps and flush this world out because we're not taking care of Earth. they'll actually fight you over gun control. They'll say, how can we blame guns for the actions of people? That's cherry picking. They'll bring up slavery and the stoning of women in the scriptures that would defend harsh cruelty towards people, but ignore the references to the white men in the Caucasus Mountains, the prophecy of the Susan B. Anthony dollar and its relation to the evil in America. They don't bring up the mentioning of blonde hair and blue eyes being seen as a curse in the same King James Bible written by a homosexual white man, the same book that describes Christ as a black man. How'd you miss that unless you were cherry picking? They will talk to you about the Atlantic slave trade, but they'll rarely mention the Arab slave trade. They'll talk to you about being an idiot for believing in the Immaculate Conception of Mary, but tell you that the woman is God and in the beginning didn't need man because she produced asexually. They'll tell you it's incest to think from one couple came many, but will tell you a single bang created all and through evolution it became us. They'll ridicule you for believing you saw an angel or demon, but will tell you you're foolish to think that we're alone in the universe. They cherry pick, just like daddy. You won't call out daddy himself for what he did because you don't want to be kicked out the house. So you'll blame the book and keep daddy around because you're afraid to leave as well. That's Stockholm syndrome, nigga. It's why you stay in this America dream while having an inflated sense of self-worth. Imagine the conflict of one claiming to know their God on the inside, but out their mouth claiming to be a victim of someone else's idea of supremacy. That's a self-destructive, typical nigger. Daddy wipes your tears, gives you the wink and the gun, and sends your high ass right back out into them streets to get gunned down over swishes. The fruit don't fall far from the tree, don't it? The intimacy of being on daddy's lap. Let's see what happens when you get out to these streets, young boy. Thoughts, baby.